Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey folks, welcome to the Phillies Talk Podcast presented by Team Toyota. I'm Corey Seidman, and you'll notice that it's just me today here on the Phillies Talk Podcast. And if you're a subscriber, you've probably noticed that there's been some time since our last show. Jim Salisbury has moved on. He's left NBC Sports Philadelphia. We're very happy for Jim, excited to see what the next chapter holds. You know, it would be remiss not to just talk about this off the top, given how much Jim has meant to me personally and professionally, how much he means to Phillies fans. I mean, I don't need to tell anybody out there, you know, how incredible of a reporter he is, between, you know, all the stories he's broken over the years and just the nuance that he adds to the coverage. I've learned so much from Jim, you know, about baseball, about life, about how to treat people, about how to, you know, conduct yourself to maybe get someone to open up to you who wouldn't ordinarily open up to you. I could really go on. This could be an entire 3-hour podcast of me talking about Jim, but I'm not going to do that. The last person on earth who would want that is Jim Salisbury. But again, just congratulations to Jim. Very excited to see what the future holds for him. And there will be, you know, a different look to the Phillies Talk Podcast moving forward. We'll share some more details, you know, as things get closer. But wanted to get back here today because we're about a month away from spring training. Phillies pitchers and catchers report on February 16th. Sitting here today, it's January 20th. We were in the Phillies clubhouse earlier this week. Rob Thompson spoke, Brandon Marsh spoke, Dalton Guthrie spoke. They were in town. And, you know, there's a lot to get to just in terms of what's played out here in the month of January for the Phillies, the addition of Gregory Soto and how that impacts the bullpen. And really just the fact that there are not many roster spots up for grabs with this team. It is kind of strange to go into a spring training where as many as 23 of 26 roster spots are basically claimed. Now, obviously, a lot can change. There will be injuries. There might be, you know, really bad performance in spring training that changes the complexion of a few roster battles. But as we sit here on January 20th, the starting infield is set. The starting outfield is set. 4/5 of the rotation is set. At least 7 of the 8 or 9 pitchers in the bullpen are set. The entire bench might be set. So to kind of just run through it here, obviously in the infield, you have Hoskins, Stott, Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto. You're set there. Primary outfielders with Bryce Harper out will be Schwarber, Castellanos, and Brandon Marsh. Now, Schwarber, Castellanos, Realmuto, Hoskins, and Bohm will all be in line for DH duty, specifically when the Phillies are facing a left-handed pitcher. More on that in a little bit. You have the 4/5 of the rotation with Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, and Taijuan Walker, leaving the 5th spot up for grabs. That will be the most entertaining battle of spring training. It's going to be Andrew Painter, the top prospect, Bailey Falter, Christopher Sanchez, a couple of lefties, Griff McGarry, who's also one of the Phillies' top pitching prospects, could be in play for that spot. There's Michael Plassmeyer, a more of like a veteran type left-handed pitcher, 26, who pitched really well, like unheralded, but pitched really well at Lehigh Valley last season, sub-3 ERA, a whip just over 1, and also acquitted himself nicely in a brief stint in the major leagues. Michael Plassmeyer did. But I mean, the big name there is Andrew Painter. That's who everybody's going to want to watch. It's who Phillies fans are probably hoping wins the job. 19 years old, still not 20 years old until April 10th. And man, Andrew Painter is just getting all the hype right now, deservedly so after that dominant season he's coming off of last year, split between 3 different levels when he, you know, allowed only a handful of home runs and struck out like 10 times more guys than he walked and had the low ERA and was just unhittable. He was rated by Baseball America as not just the Phillies' top prospect, but the 5th best prospect in all of baseball. MLB.com has Painter as the top right-handed pitching prospect in all of baseball. This is uncommon to see for a 19-year-old kid. Baseball America actually pointed out that if Painter does crack the opening day roster, that he'd be one of just 6 pitchers since 2006 to do so that quickly after being drafted. Last season was his first full pro season. But anyway, that's the rotation. Then in the bullpen, you know, the Phillies are either going to carry eight or nine relievers. It would be eight relievers if they carry a four-man bench. It would be nine relievers if they carry a three-man bench, which you can do, you know, more so when you have the designated hitter, because you don't need to pinch hit. You don't need as many reserve position players, but it remains to be seen what that exact number will be. But in the bullpen, you have seven spots that are locked up. And again, this is all barring injury, but those seven spots, Dominguez, Alvarado, Kimbrel, Soto, Matt Strom, the free agent signing. You have Connor Brogdon and Andrew Bellotti, who appear to be shoe-ins based on the success they had last season. And then beyond that, you know, it's just a battle for one or two spots between guys like Sam Coonrod, Junior Marte, Andrew Vasquez, Luis Ortiz, some of these guys the Phillies picked up this offseason. They actually, three of these relievers, they picked up from the Giants. Luis Ortiz and Andrew Vasquez were waiver claims. Junior Marte was acquired from the Giants this month in a trade that sent relief prospect Eric Miller to San Francisco. So you have guys like that in the mix for the relief spots. There's also Nick Nelson, Sam Coonrod, pitching prospects such as Francisco Morales and Andrew Baker. Now, among all those candidates, those two guys are not on the 40-man roster, but neither is Andrew Painter. I mean, if Andrew Painter pitches well enough in camp, you know, the fact that he's not on the 40-man roster as of today isn't going to be a prohibiting factor. The Phillies would add him and find someone else to trim from the 40 in that event. And then you look at the bench. The two guys who are locks for the bench are Edmundo Sosa, given his defensive ability, you know, his contractual situation, and the fact that, you know, the Phillies need right-handed bats on the bench. So Edmundo Sosa is a lock. Garrett Stubbs is a lock as the backup catcher for JT Realmuto. And Stubbs could get more playing time this season because the fact that Harper's going to miss the first half of the season or most of the first half of the season, that opens up DH duty. Realmuto will get some more time off his feet that he couldn't get last season because Bryce Harper was DHing every day. So that would open up more opportunities for Stubbs. Might be a better way to preserve Realmuto, although he, you know, was strong really going into the World Series last season, Realmuto, even though he had the biggest workload in the majors among catchers. So you have Stubbs, you have Sosa. Cody Clemens, who was acquired from the Tigers in the Gregory Soto trade, also appears to be very likely to make this team. Saying that because he had big league time last season. He's a utility man. And Dave Dombrowski, when he was talking about that Tigers trade after it was made, you know, he was asked about losing two players from his bench in Matt Vierling and Nick Maton. And he said, well, it's really actually just one because Cody Clemens can fill that utility role that Nick Maton had previously filled. So it looks like Cody Clemens would be on the bench. He's a left-handed hitter. Last year for the Tigers, played first, second, third base, and left field. Then beyond those three guys, you know, the obvious name is Darrick Hall. I mean, Darrick Hall really played well. You know, there were deficiencies in his game, sure. I mean, he strikes out a lot. He's not going to walk a lot. He's not going to hit left-handed pitching. But when he came up last summer, after Bryce Harper went down and the Phillies needed another left-handed bat with power, Hall did exactly what he needed to do for the Phillies. I mean, he hit 250, and in just 142 plate appearances, he had eight doubles, a triple, and nine home runs. I mean, that's serious power. You can't overlook, you know, the hole in his swing or the fact that he's going to strike out a ton, but you also can't overlook the power against right-handed pitching. So Darrick Hall sure seems like he's going to be the primary DH against right-handed pitching. And obviously you face more righties than lefties. Tends to be about like 65% of starting pitchers or starts are made by right-handers. So that would spell some opportunity for Darrick Hall. And Rob Thompson said, you know, this week that he has a real chance, Hall does, to break camp with the Phillies. It's going to be dependent on his play. And the same goes for a lot of these guys, like Dalton Guthrie, who also looks like he's going to make the team because, again, the Phillies need a right-handed option off of the bench. He seems like he's going to be in that role, but again, he's not taking for granted that he has this spot locked up. If he goes 1-for-27 in spring training, anything can happen. But, you know, as we are here 4 weeks out from pitchers and catchers reporting, most of this roster is locked up. And that should be pretty exciting for guys like Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson, because it speaks to the depth that the Phillies have put together. You know, it was 2 years ago that we talked like all season about it being a top-heavy roster, how you had Harper and Realmuto and Wheeler and Nola, but like spots 16 through 26 were relatively weak. That wasn't the case last season. Dave Dombrowski did a very admirable job of increasing the depth and competition for spots in this organization, and we saw the fruits of it. I mean, the Phillies advanced deep into the playoffs. They got to game six of the World Series. And up and down the roster, almost everybody contributed at some point. It was very 2008-like in that sense that, you know, you could look all throughout the bench, all throughout the bullpen. Everybody had like their big moment throughout the season. That usually speaks to a very healthy and good team and very healthy and good organization. So it's even more so the case now this year because, you know, you look at the additions. Phillies didn't have a number four starter at the end of last year. Now they have Taijuan Walker, who's more than a number four starter. The Phillies lost two of their key relievers to begin the offseason and David Robertson and Zach Eflin. But then they added Kimbrel, Soto, Matt Strom. So the bullpen is arguably in a better position now than it was to end 2022. Bench-wise, there's depth. I mean, if there's one area where maybe the Phillies are lacking, it would be like right-handed offense off of the bench because Edmundo Sosa, more of a glove than bat guy. Dalton Guthrie, not exactly like a, you know, a power hitter or anything in that sense. So, you know, as some of these like right-handed DH types have come off the board and signed short-term deals elsewhere, options of, I guess, somewhat dwindled for the Phillies, but I don't really get the strong sense that they were going out there and wanting to sign an everyday DH anyway because of all the different DH candidates they already have on their club between, you know, the aforementioned guys like Castellanos, Schwarber, Rhys Hoskins, Alec Bohm, and the rest. So that's kind of where things sit here on January 20th. It was good to talk to Rob Thompson earlier this week. You know, the conversation ran the gamut. We talked to him about just how it feels for him going into camp, his first camp as a major league manager. It feels like he's been in this role forever now because, you know, the second half of the Philly season was almost like a season unto itself. But this will be the first camp that Rob Thompson enters as the guy. Something that came up, keep in mind if you're a Phillies fan, is the World Baseball Classic, which goes on during spring training. The Phillies are going to have seven guys that have to leave for the World Baseball Classic. And, you know, in any year, that's a consideration because it means that guys are missing some time. But especially in a year like this, where there are drastic rule changes that are going to be implemented by Major League Baseball, starting on day one of spring training, referring to the pitch clock, infield shift rules where there has to be two defenders on each side of second base. These are, you know, big pickoff, the pickoff limit of where pitchers, if they try to attempt too many pickoffs that are unsuccessful in one plate appearance, it's ruled a balk and the runner advances. Like these are big, big changes that guys have to get used to. It's primarily going to be, you know, pitchers who have to get used to the new speed of things because there are a lot of guys who have gotten used to over the last handful of seasons taking 25 to 30 seconds between pitches, and it's not going to be the case anymore. So that's also going to be a really interesting storyline to follow during spring training on top of like the Andrew Painter situation, on top of the bench or bullpen battles, just also seeing how Phillies players and how other teams adjust to these new rules, seeing, you know, we'll get a glimpse in spring training, for example, of like, does this make Kyle Schwarber a better offensive player? Does it give him more of an opportunity to hit singles that were swallowed up by the shift? There are a lot of guys that applies to, but he certainly sticks out as one of them. So just wanted to come back here and do a quick little Phillies Talk podcast, recapping the week and talking about the roster and really where things stand for the Phillies as spring training nears. It was a short off season. You know, it was a short off season because the playoffs went into the first week in November, and Phillies players have been hard at work. A lot of the hitters have already gotten their work in with Kevin Long this offseason. Rob Thompson said Kevin Long's been going all over the place this offseason to the point that, you know, some of these guys are going to Arizona to see Long because they want to limit his travel. So, you know, all the work is being done. This team is not taking for granted that it can just get back to the World Series, knowing how difficult it is, how fortunate you need to be in certain regards to make it that far. It's not just about talent. It's not just about payroll or 1 through 26 on the roster or any of that. There's a lot of randomness that plays out in a baseball season. Exemplified in the Phillies playoff run last year where the Cardinals elite closer lost his control and all the rest, you know, all the rest. So glad that you guys are still checking out the Phillies Talk podcast. There will be more news in the days and weeks to come about what the Phillies Talk podcast looks like moving forward. But I hope everybody's having a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Baseball is not too far away.